This episode of Locked On Spartans is brought to you by McDonald's, proudly serving communities since 1965. McDonald's has always been more than just a place to get tasty, affordable food. It's an unofficial community center as well. A big thank you to our friends at McDonald's for always being there. I'm loving it. And I'm also loving who we have on today's podcast, guys. That's right. We have former player and three-time Paul Bunyan winner, Mark Dell, for a two-segment chat to talk about what he's up to, what he sees in this year's team, and just what it was like playing and winning against Michigan during his time at State. And then, of course, best bets. Let's go.
You are Locked On Spartans, your daily podcast on the Michigan State Spartans, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, you wonderful Locked On Spartans fans. Yes, it is October 22nd on this beautiful, beautiful Friday. And it's extra beautiful because it's a bye week and something just seems healthy about this. Listen, hey, it's awesome being 7-0, but oh boy. Just for peace of mind and for heart health, a bye week mixed in here. Not the worst thing that's ever happened in the entire world. And it also lets us have fun on this Friday episode. Yes, we have Mark Dell, former MSU receiver, great, in for two segments. And then, of course, we got our best bets to round out the show. Before going there, guys, want to make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Yes, this is Locked On Spartans. We do this 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And I also want to thank you for making Locked On Spartans your first listen every single day here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Free and available wherever you get your podcasts. All right, guys, hey, as you know, Monday through Friday, just like I said, so no episodes over the weekend, but we will be hitting the ground running come Monday. I know I teased a mailbag episode today. We're going to scoot that to Monday, but don't worry, it's a lot of Michigan State, Michigan-based questions. So yeah, let's get fired up for Rivalry Week coming up next week. And without further ado, let's actually talk to a guy that has some experience beating Michigan. Not once, not twice, but three times. That's right, our guy, Mark Dell.
This call is being recorded.
Folks, we are kicking off this Friday, joined by a legendary MSU receiver. That's right, number 11 in receptions all-time at MSU, number 9 in receiving yards all-time at MSU, and not one, not two, but three-time winner of the Paul Bunyan Trophy. Ooh, that's right. We got Mark Dell on the horn, baby. Mark, how you doing, man? You doing okay?
Pretty good, man. How about yourself? Thanks for having me.
Dude, I'm incredible, man. I'm talking to a player that was a senior during my freshman year at State when you guys won the Big Ten title in 2010. So it's an honor to be on the horn with you, man. Yeah. So, but a lot of time has passed since. I know it's crazy. So a lot of time has passed since then. But what have you been up to lately? I understand you got something in the works over at your end.
I actually do, man. I've been I'm still in the process, man. It's still kind of premature right now. But me and my old teammate, B.J. Cunningham, actually, we kind of doing some things together and in the process of opening up a training facility in, like, the local Detroit area. We don't have too much of that in my area where I came from. So we've been spending a lot of the past year and a half just kind of, you know, doing my homework, educating myself on that, and just trying to, you know, give a lot of the knowledge that I got and give it to something else. I kind of got into coaching a little bit, but I kind of just seen the gym and trying to be, like, a head trainer, overseeing everything kind of my path. So that's really what I've been focused on the past, like, you know, 2-3 years, honestly.
That's awesome. Is it like football players, or are you working out with like out of shape people with dad bods like myself? Like who are you working
with? Actually it's going to be for both. So I thought it would be cool to kind of help to kind of merge the two. I mean, I kind of looked at it like, you know, most people that when they try to get into working out, it's really one of two things. Either they don't know what to do or they don't know what to eat. So I kind of want to present like a situation where, you know, like for athletes and the common person could come and still kind of get that same type of design workouts and still get a meal plan and still kind of, you know, feel like an athlete for the day. So it's for people like you and athletes. So I think it's going to be a good thing. Hopefully I have it up and running by, you know, early next year.
Bang. Look at that. Do you guys have a name for it yet, or is that still in the works too?
I got a name for it. It's a little premature. I'm kind of sitting on it for right now, but yeah, it's in the works though.
Right on. And also, you know, obviously, you know, I'm on Twitter seemingly 25 hours a day, and I saw just the other day that you're talking about coming back to the MSU Michigan game. So I'm just curious, like, when you come back for MSU games, what's that like as a former player? Is there like a special fancy place for all the former players to go, or are you guys just like slugging beer and ripping fireball shots in the parking lot like the rest of us here.
It's honestly a little bit of both. Nice. I'm in a group chat with a lot of the past players, about 15, 20 of us. So we actually been keeping in contact for the past like 4 or 5 years. You know, we kind of checking up on each other, and we stay connected that way. So like usually, we say in the group chat, or a lot of the guys will reach out and we'll say like what kind of games are we going to go to this year or something like that, and we kind of just, you know, all just migrate and go up there together. We normally don't go through any tailgates, you know, during those times we were playing. We didn't experience the tailgate.
Right.
So
yeah.
We'll try to catch like a little tailgate maybe, and you know, try to get like the pregame and be on there on the field before the games and stuff like that. But overall, man, it's just a great experience going. But I will say that the campus is completely different from when I was there. That's the biggest thing. I'm always in awe every time I go to Michigan State. I tell people, like, every time I go back, it's a new building that they're building up there. So the campus looks amazing.
Dude, it's crazy. And, like, you know, like Conrad's or Mena's, like, they're gone. There's all of a sudden, like, a Target.
Man,
in downtown.
I hate it. I was just tweeting about that not too long. Just randomly, I was passing over Lansing and thought about Mena's. And I'm like, man, where is Mena's at? I ain't had Mena's in so long. But, yeah, man, it's always good times up there.
What do you miss the most then of downtown? Is it like the food joints, or is there like a bar you guys would go to, or what do you miss the most from the old glory days back at State? Because I've got a few on top of my head, but how about you?
Right. I would probably say just the brotherhood of anything. Because I mean, went out, we would go out and stuff like that, but even if we didn't go out, we would just all find a way to all get together, even if it's just at one of a teammate's house, and we'll just pack like that. So honestly, I miss the brotherhood that I share with a lot of those guys, man. And that's why, like, it's cool to stay in contact and connected with them, you know, through group chats. You have a lot of social network that makes it easy now. But it's just really the brotherhood. You know, going out was always fun, but honestly, you can't really replace the brotherhood.
No kidding. And it's probably a little more fun during winning seasons too. And speaking of, like,
absolutely,
that brotherhood and your former teammates, like, I understand that you've been watching MSU quite a bit this year as well. So you had some amazing, you know, fellow receivers as teammates, like, okay, yourself, obviously you got BJ Cunningham, Blair White, Keyshawn Martin, Benny Fowler. Do either Jalen Naylor or Jaden Reed remind you of any of your teammates, or are they just kind of different in their own way, in your opinion?
Honestly, man, I think they kind of walk in their own path, to be honest. I mean, I think a lot of the receivers that I came with, we were similar, but we all kind of did our things a little different. Like BJ, he was more of the bigger style, you know. Keyshawn, he was our punt returner. I was more like possession, do a little bit of everything. You know, we had our own niche, but I think those guys, they kind of, they do it all. Like, you know, they do punt returns, they block, they do everything. And I know with me, like, I block, but I don't block half as good as those receivers do. Like, I'll be looking at a lot of them run plays, and it's not just the success that the running back is having, just, you know, him having that success. You look at a lot of them receivers, they blocking down the field, and I think that's the little things like that is what's really separating them. And I know that the coaches got them on track with that. And those the little things that's important.
And like I do sometimes with guests on the show, I like to put them in uncomfortable spots. So let me do that with you right now. All right. Would you rather have on your team, you only have to pick one, Javon Ringer or Kenneth Walker? Who are you picking on your team? I know, man. I'm really putting you in a pinch here.
I would say the only reason I can say Javon is because I literally was 24 hours a day with Javon. And Javon is – I've never seen anything like Javon in person. So it's like – But as far as like Walker though, I mean, it's always take two or three people to get him down. I know Javon was strong, but that Walker is a different level of strong, man. So I mean, it's kind of biased because I played with him, but I'm gonna go with Javon.
This episode of Locked On Spartans is brought to you by McDonald's, proudly serving communities since 1965. McDonald's has always been more than just a place to get tasty, affordable food. Yes, it is a place where friends and family can come to reconnect. A place where classmates meet up for study group, knowing that they'll have dependable Wi-Fi and endless supplies of French fries and McFlurries. Or if you're like me and you were a former community sports reporter, That was also my kind of satellite office, too. I would always go to McDonald's because I knew that not only do they have great Wi-Fi, but, yeah, they, great coffee for a very affordable price, and I love McDonald's. Win or lose, it's a place where teammates, competitors, and the home team or the away team can come to recharge, and always a place you look forward to stopping on a long road trip, hand up, believe me, yeah, or rest your legs and refuel. I mean, really, okay, so full transparency, yeah, the whole community center thing is in the ad copy, but I saw it firsthand when I worked at McDonald's for 4 years. That's right, I spent 4 years at good old Mickey D's, and yeah, whether it be a group of seniors that would always come in, always take the same table every morning, or after half days at the local high school got out, the entire student body would be there, or after, you know, high school football games. It was always a place where people can come, chat, reconnect, get their usual order, or get something different every single time because, yeah, if you know the McDonald's menu, it is vast. It is vast, my friends. So, head to your local McDonald's to refuel and reconnect. Did someone say Locked on Spartans watch party? Ooh, that's right. All right, guys. Thank you so much, McDonald's. And, yeah, let's go, baby. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. Really quick, before we get back to our chat with Mark Dell, just want to thank you for making Locked On Spartans your first listen every single day here on the Locked On Podcast Network. All right, let's talk about beating Michigan three times in a row with Mark Dell. Hey, understandable, man. And well, I mean, just like Javon, you also, you know, kind of terrorized Michigan the last 3 years of your career. I mean, you had incredible moments, sophomore, junior, and senior year. So let's just talk about that game right now, because like every time this game rolls around, like me, just myself as a fan, like I get super wound up for this game, get like an anxious pit in my stomach. But then again, I'm just a loser with a microphone, right? I mean, so what about like a former player? Like when it comes around for you, like, you know, 10 years removed from actually playing in the rivalry, like do you still get a different feeling in you when this week rolls around, or what's it like being a former player in this rivalry?
I do. I get asked a little bit, like, because right now I'm a little far removed from there. So, I mean, it's not too much that really get me too excited. But, like, those Michigan State games, like, you can feel them. Like, around the time of the year, you can feel, like, the atmosphere. And I always tell people, it don't matter what the record is, we can be 0-1 whatever or be undefeated. Like, the Michigan State game, you will always get the best Michigan State team. I don't know what it is about that week or what we snap into or what, but it's a different feeling, man. And if for every past player can agree, like that week is something I can't explain. It can't put it into words, but that week is something special, and I definitely still feel that. I'm beat her this year for sure.
Hey, there we go. Nice. So I think it was your freshman year. That Mike Hart had his, of course, infamous little brother comments, and then you guys banged out three straight wins after that. So yeah. Were those comments like something that were used in the football building all the time, or is that just something that like us fans glorify? Like, how much of a motivated factor was that for you guys, if at all?
When it first started, honestly, man, like, yes, it hit us, because, like, you know, a lot of people try to act like it didn't matter or try to see like, sure, it's just media, but no, it really rubbed us wrong, and Coach D kind of set the tone with that. But it rubbed us wrong. We felt it, you know. And they kind of made a mockery out of it once they seen that we kind of took it personal, and it made us take it even more personal. You know what I mean? So it's like, we took it personal. I definitely can say that it wasn't just media, and it wasn't like hyping it up. We took that personal, and it showed, like, with our game. Like, it showed moving forward that we took it personal.
No, right on. And like, I guess this kind of just leads into a broad question here, but do you have any favorite stories from that rivalry in your 3 years winning the Paul Bunyan Trophy? Is there one moment or a few moments that stick out more than any others?
Man, that's a tough one. I would probably say my senior year, because that was the first year that I actually, if I'm not mistaken, that was the first year I scored there. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of and also I had literally my entire family at that. That was one of the first Michigan games, because I actually had a lot of Michigan fans in my family. So
gotcha.
They were kind of torn all of the years that I were there. But that for my senior year, I probably had about 10 to 15 people at that game. And I scored there. That was my first time scoring at that whatever. I don't even know the name of the field or whatever. But yeah, I would probably have to say my senior year, and then that, by just being my last time out, you know, I would probably say my senior year. That was probably my most monumental time out there playing against them.
So, you know, like I said, you guys won at their stadium twice. You won at Spartan Stadium once. But what's more fun as a player, winning on the road in front of, you know, their 100,000 fans and just walking off the field to silence? Or is it more fun winning at Spartan Stadium and just partying with 75,000 Spartan fans? Both are cool.
I was about to say both are cool only because, like, home is like you can't beat winning at home because you go home is right to the park. I mean, so it's always fun at home beating them at home. But out there, it might be a little better out there because the look on the crowd face and just, you know, they got some, their fans look crazy. So, you know, when you do some things to kind of shut the crowd up, you know, that makes it a little sweeter. So, you know, winning there, it made it a little better, but home would probably be always the way. You know, carrying the Paul Bunyan Trophy to our locker room.
Heck yeah, there we go. And, you know, okay, so I like to do this with former players when they hop on, and it's called the lightning round, even though it never goes by fast. I just got like four quick questions to hop in. So, so four quick questions. Funniest teammate that you had at State?
Jeremy Ware. He played a corner. Jeremy Ware was probably our funniest teammate.
Love that. Strongest teammate that you had there?
He didn't play much. His name was Jason Deal. If you ask any Spartan, they know who Jason Deal is.
Okay.
Jason Deal was probably the strongest Spartan ever to walk through the building.
And loudest you've ever heard Spartan Stadium in your playing days? These are
believe
tough.
Believe it or not, we lost, but one of the loudest was my freshman year Michigan State game. That was pretty insane. I would probably say that or the Penn State, any Penn State game, because any home game we had, because, you know, that was the last game of the season. So either freshman year Michigan or pretty much you can take your pick with any Penn State ending game at home.
Right, and, you know, before you guys head over to the Michigan game next Saturday, last but not least, what's your tailgating go-to drink? What is it? What's it going to be?
Man, I don't, you know, I'm trying to change my ways, so I'm a
– There we go. Good for you, because I'm not, so good for you. There we go.
I know. I might take a shot of some tequila or something. I don't know, but I'm going to be heavy off the water and Gatorade.
Hey, good for you. All right. Well, at least one person there is going to be responsible that day.
So. Right.
That's you, man. Awesome. Well, hey, Mark, I really can't thank you enough for your time. I know how busy of a guy you are. And, looking forward to your gym opening up, man. Definitely going to, you know, keep people updated on that as it gets closer to opening day.
For sure. I'll try to rebate. Maybe I can catch the show again around the time of our opening. We can, pick this back up again. But I definitely appreciate it. Definitely.
Yeah, love it, man. Yeah, no, it was awesome talking to you. And, hey, thanks a lot for your time, man. Really appreciate it. And, hey, yeah, enjoy the tailgate next weekend too, man. Appreciate it.
I will. Thanks, man.
Absolutely. Hey, have it going, Mark. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, you too.
Yeah, thanks, Lion. And huge thanks to Mark Dell for spending time talking about his playing days, what's going on after his playing days, and all that fun stuff. So, yeah, Mark's the man. Had a blast watching him back when he was at State. And, yeah, obviously had a great time talking with him as well. We will be right back with our best bets, and oh, would you look at that. BetOnline.ag has a few words for you fine folks. That's right, guys. At BetOnline.ag, we are back and better than ever. Got a new website interface for the start of basketball season with even more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this fall. So head to our new updated desktop or mobile website, sign up today, and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. You just have to use promo code LOCKEDON. That's right, LOCKEDON, all one word, to receive that 50% welcome bonus. From basketball, football, baseball, NHL, boxing, hey, golf's still going on, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Do not wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. That's Bet Online, where the game starts. And also, guys, start your workout with some Built Bar. Maybe not even a workout, maybe just your lawn work, your lawn day at the office, your lunch break. If you need a quick one, yeah, Built Bar is the way to go. You've heard us talk about Built Bar for so long now. And, well, for good reason, because they are the best tasting protein bar in the land. If you were blindfolded and someone just jammed a protein bar, a Built Bar, in your mouth, you would think you're having a candy bar. It is delicious. Now, I know you might be thinking like, oh, you know, this is probably just another one of those chalky or waxy protein bars that taste like I'm eating sawdust wrapped in cheap chocolate. Mm-mm. No. Built Bar is soft, covered in 100% real chocolate, and when you bite into it, yeah, you're actually tasting what they say on the wrapper. I know a lot of protein bars, they'll have 5 different flavors, but they're all the same crappy flavor. Mm-mm. Not with Built Bar. Built Bar hooks it up. And also, Blueberry Muffin is their limited time release right now. Head to Built.com to grab some of those before they're gone. That is a delicious Built Bar. But if you don't get Blueberry Muffin, guys, they have coconut, raspberry, mint brownie, coconut almond, salted caramel, double chocolate, and cherry barcia. And I'll say it again, they are the best tasting protein bar you will ever have. So go to Built.com, use promo code LOCKED15, and get 15% off your order. Once again, guys, that's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. Alrighty, that's right. This is the last segment of the week, and you know what that means. It's time to hopefully win some money. Yeah, we'll give it a try with our best bets. Last week ended a 3-week streak of me coming up in the black. Yes, I had 3 weeks in a row where I went 3-2, and last week got me. I went 2-3 last week. So on the season, we are 19-16 overall. I'm not going to do 5 Big Ten games for my best bets like I have been doing lately, because I am not going to touch that Minnesota-Maryland line with a 4,000-mile-long pole. Right now, it is Minnesota -5 against the Terrapins, and Maryland is such a yo-yo, up-and-down team that I will not do it. However, I will hammer on the other 4 Big Ten games, and also a SEC firecracker going on as well. Let's kick it off with the noon slate. Northwestern getting 23.5 points against Michigan. Not only do I think this is going to be a total and complete look-ahead game for the Wolverines, as they've got, well, the big one coming up next Saturday, but Northwestern, once again, hey, here they are. Not great at all in September. October? Oh? Like, they beat Rutgers pretty good last week, so I don't know what to expect out of this Wildcat team. Maybe they got some fight in them, so combination between maybe Northwestern has signs of barely any life, and Michigan looking ahead to that game, I will gladly take the 23.5 points that the Wildcats are getting spotted right now. Next game, oh boy, I hummed and hawed over this one for quite some time, so needless to say, this will be a one-unit play. Not a lot of confidence, but some confidence here. Penn State, Illinois. Spread is 23. I'm not going to hit the spread, though. I'm going to go under 46 points. There's too many question marks around Sean Clifford. Yes, he has been practicing, but will he play? If he plays, how long will it be? Because we know the quality of quarterback after Clifford, not that great. Speaking of not great, how about just Illinois in general? I think they're scoring, I think it's 17 points per game this season. I think Penn State is giving up only 13 points this season. So, yeah, I don't know if Illinois gets above 10 points this game. With that said, I don't know if Penn State gets above 35 points this game. So, yeah, I'm going to go with under 46 here in Penn State versus Illinois. Shout out to Brett Bielema, by the way, for, I was going to say essentially saying, no, but he quite literally saying that no one on his two deep on the offensive line can play Big Ten football. That was, what a way to spend your bye week over there in Champaign, Illinois. All right, next up. Yeah, I'm walking right into the mousetrap. I'm walking straight into it. Purdue, I gave you Purdue money line last week. I also gave 11.5 points last week against Iowa. Now they're giving 3 points against Wisconsin, even though the Boilermakers are at home. This reeks out loud. And time again, when something reeks out loud, I will, you know, take Vegas' side and be like, okay, something's weird here. I trust what Vegas is saying, but nope. Every once in a while, I got to walk right into the mousetrap and get my head lopped off, and I might be doing that here. I don't think Purdue is as bad of a team as a lot of people think. I don't think last week's game against Iowa was a complete shocker. They got a good defense. They got some really good defenders. Also, on the other side, yes, it's another week of me trashing Wisconsin. They're horrible. They are abysmal. So I'm gonna take the 3 and take Purdue +3 here at home against Wisconsin. Like, it seems like a no-brainer, but woohoo, yeah, well, we've seen heads roll on no-brainers before, and if that's my head, then so be it. I feel a lot better losing this bet than I would losing taking Wisconsin minus three and thinking like, what was I thinking the whole time? Anyway, we got two overs to ride out my five best bets of the week. That's right. I'm going to start with over 60.5 in Indiana, OSU. Both teams have been on an overfest this season. I believe 8 of the last 10 times these teams have matched up, the total has gone over. So 60.5 as the Buckeyes hit the road to take on Indiana at night. No, I don't hate that at all. It's whatever, go for it. I trust Ohio State to reach, 40, 45 points. Indiana, can I get 20 out of you? Please. I'm begging you. Jack Tuttle, it was awesome that you missed the wide-open touchdowns last week against Michigan State. Thank you very much for your service. Let's not do that again this week, though. Actually hit the guys that are standing on their own island in the end zone. We got to hit over 60.5. And if you thought 60.5 was a high number, guys, we've got LSU versus Ole Miss. Oh, yeah, that's right. A team that loves to score in the Runnin' Rebels and a team that loves to watch other offenses score on them in the LSU Tigers getting together for a matchup under the lights. Go ahead and guess what the over-under for this game is. I'll give you 5 seconds to really ponder it. Do, 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 do. Has anyone gone as high as 76 for this total in this game? You know what? I will. I'll actually go higher. I will say that this game goes over 76 points. I could write an Ole Miss for an automatic 50 points in this game, especially against LSU. LSU is not good at all. They're really bad. And LSU's offense, I don't really care what they can do. I just know that Ole Miss's defense ain't nothing to write home about either. So, yeah, I'm raising the roof right now. If it was 86 points, I still think I'd go over. So, yeah, just a total of 76 points in LSU versus Ole Miss. Blasting the over on this one. Let's go, baby. Take me to the moon. Lane Kiffin, take me to church. Let's go before you hopefully take the LSU job in December. So, our Mel Tucker can stay nice and safe at home in sunny East Lansing. All right, guys. Yeah. Wow. Hey, that means it's the weekend. Before getting there, guys, just want to thank you for making Locked On Spartans your first listen every single day. And as I do on every Friday, really just got to dig deep and thank you from the bottom of my heart for, making Locked On Spartans part of your daily routine or once a week routine, once a month routine, whatever it is, however many times you listen, thank you very much. Another fun week in the books. And yeah, all you guys have really contributed to this awesome listener base and this community of the Locked On Spartans podcast. Also, I'll plug this before teasing Monday's show. If you ever have any questions, comments, reach out at lockedonspartans@gmail.com. I say that before teasing Monday's show because Monday's show will be a lot of your questions that you guys sent throughout last week. A lot of them pertain to the Michigan game coming up. So yes, we will hit the ground running on Monday, hammering these questions. And if you need more Big Ten football in your lives, check out the Locked On Big Ten podcast with our guy Nate Dickinson right after this one. All right, guys. Hey, let's enjoy the bye week. Kick back, relax. Still crack open some drinks if you want. Let's go. Let's have a healthy weekend before the showdown on October 30th. All right, guys. Love you all. Go Green.